Hello, podcast fans.
Yo, yo.
Oh, goodness me, I've lost my
rundown. We ran so late today. Oh, it was a good show, though.
Exactly.
That's good fun. A lot of laughs the whole way. Start to finish. That first hour. Whoa.
Yeah, but let's not forget the big announcement.
Yeah, mate.
Dan, you make it for the podcasters. This is a big deal.
Bloody hell. Family Feud's been wrapped up.
Yeah. It's
been a magical four-year journey, but it's time to move on to something else.
Bloody oath, it is. I'm excited for you. I know you feel a bit scared, but I've said to you time and time, you're going to look back and see this was my big right-hand turn because you've been in a bit of a comfort zone, you know?
Yeah, look, to be honest, after 1,200 episodes, I couldn't give a stuff about saying survey says anymore.
But man, 1,200, that is...
It's a lot. It's a lot to do on your own.
Biblical, by yourself, let's not forget a biblical amount of episodes by yourself. Yeah. You'll have more better stuff coming, so
wouldn't
which is
it be great to cap off the ending Family Feud with the Gold Logie?
Imagine winning a gold Logie for a show that is cancelled.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It'll be a sweet ending. That's I think we can play that angle when we're running the campaign.
Well, we've been nominated for gold for the last 2 years, so there's a chance that could happen.
Yeah, I feel like it's ironic.
You need another job, though. Like, you need the key now is it's sort of like a group, it's a catch-all. You need like another little extra.
He says they said they've got special projects for him. You know what that means in Radio Land.
Yeah,
but you shifted sideways.
Yeah, you're a mid-dawns doll. You'll be hosting Hot Dogs Up Late with Grant Denyer.
Oh, fantastic.
Heaps of other things. Scott's planned a romantic weekend instead of the royal wedding.
Yeah, that's good times. I'm really looking forward to it.
Madness. And tons of other stuff.
Yeah.
Have a great podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Grant Denyer, over to you, my friend.
Got a big announcement, guys. Family Feud is wrapping up.
What?
I know.
I mean, I already knew, but
you
what?
Did know. I know. Look, it's obviously been a huge success for myself and for 10 for 4 years. We only thought we'd ever get 2 years out of it, so it was really lovely to stretch it to four.
How many episodes, mate, will you have ended up doing by the time it finishes?
1,200.
Wow. So many.
That's so many surveys.
All by yourself. People forget that. It is you by yourself. That is a lot of shows.
I've said survey says 30,000 times already.
Wow. Now, Grant, I know initially when we were talking about it, you felt a little bit, like you'd grieve a little bit and you're a bit worried.
Yeah, you do, yeah. I think because it sort of, look, it came along at a time when I was looking for something new and a fun new challenge, and it kind of rebirthed me, if you like. So then you have quite a sentimentality towards it. So, look, it's a bit sad. Look, we're kind of a little bit, it's been a huge success for Network 10. It obviously reinvigorated that 6 p.m. time slot, which was dead for them for about 5 years.
Big time.
And it increased all the nighttime programming on 10. So it boosted all the shows after it.
Did your job.
There was only really two things working at the time on 10. It was Family Feud and Have You Been Paying Attention? So it did good things, but we're probably guilty, if anything, of driving it into the ground a little bit too early.
Not
I think
you.
We gave it a bit too much. You know, it's 6 days a week, twice a day, plus all-star episodes. We might have squeezed that lemon a little bit too much.
Yes! Jab them as you walk out the door.
No, look, when it is working so well and the network was struggling at the time, of course you want to get the most out of anything that is starting to do some numbers.
It's gone. That means that you are now, in a television sense, available.
Yes.
And
fantastic.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, of course, they're saying they're resting the show. One of the reasons why they're resting it is they want me to do some big new projects, and I can't do both.
Have they told you what the projects are? What have they offered you?
I've heard what those programs are, and they are big, and they are bright, and they are shiny, and they are new and exciting.
Okay, terrific.
Sunrise Wedding, man.
Yes!
Grant, well, mate, that is a big decision.
I think it's great. As I said to you, I think you're going to look back and realize that this was the catalyst and a turning point. I think Family Feud's been slowing you down. I think it typecasts you. I think it pigeonholes you.
Yeah, there's a time to move on. You're right. The game show host is a tag that I've never really kind of liked or enjoyed, to be honest.
It's not you.
But I've had the best time, and I made it my own, and we made it fun and silly and stupid. And I like silly television. And the one thing I really particularly like about Family Feud is the fact that it's been that one family show where everyone sits down on the couch together and watches as a family and plays as a family. Mm. Rather than being splintered off into different rooms, watching on different devices. It's been the one thing that's brought a lot of people together, and I'm proud of that.
Well, you should be, mate. Now, listen, obviously this has affected our listeners quite a lot. I believe people are already starting to call in to give us their thoughts. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay calling in, and I am definitely a woman. People keep asking where a definitely woman like me lives. I live on Bellevue Road, which is the perineum between Double Bay and Bellevue Hill. I'm ringing in to say that I am disgusted at the announcement. No. Grant Denyer is leaving Family Feud. I have to say that Family Feud is my fifth favourite game show after all the good ones that Andrew O'Keefe hosts. I just told my cavoodle Hillary about it, and she immediately defecated on Grant Denyer's face on our board game that we play every night together. I always win because she's a dog. After she defecated on Grant Denyer's face, I also did it. I believe I heard a story once where he requests that type of thing in the toilets at the Logies. Anyway, Grant Denyer, I'd just like to say that if you're at a loose end, pop on up to my flat and let's see if we can't get something freaky going. And if anyone wants to discuss this with me, hit me up on MySpace. I'm Gavin_definitely_awoman. Good night.
Fantastic.
Lot of support from Gavin.
A lot of support, mate.
Love Gavin. I didn't think you believed.
I've been accused of being a skeptic on this program.
Flat out.
Jackie Gillies accused me of being aggressive because I asked a mild question.
That was my most favourite interview you've ever done. Because when Ed's eyebrows start going rapidly, you know he's really winding up something good.
It was a good time.
You enjoyed it.
Of course I did. I loved it. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is getting more and more traction. He was doing the rounds with his exclusive grant with LaToya Jackson, sister of Michael Jackson.
That's right.
And have a listen to the amazing, ungoogleable facts that Tyler Henry drew out of LaToya.
There's a very strong emphasis on this. He's acknowledging that he should not have been left alone at a time when he was left alone. And that's coming in. And that's what he's putting a lot of emphasis on. The person who should have been there to monitor wasn't monitoring. And it's like, I trusted you to be there. I trusted the role that you were supposed to have to help me.
Right.
And you left. And it's like, of all times, you should be right here.
Not only was there a need for someone to be there for him, but there was a trusted person, a person that he trusted, a person that was in that inner circle.
Oh, yeah.
And that person wasn't there.
Okay. So
that's not the doctor that was accused of leaving the room when Michael was left alone and passed away.
As you pointed out,
that is amazing.
That's so ungoogleable that a man actually is in prison for that exact thing.
Yeah, that is... Wow.
That's how amazing his gift is.
Yeah.
So I'm someone who's open to these things. So I am. Yesterday, I went and sat down with Tyler Henry.
Yes.
Wow. Appointments are impossible to get, Joel.
To test whether or not, I think before me, he'd done Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Great.
He does focus on 90s people somewhat.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's her. Mm. And Freddie Prinze Jr. was after. Smack bang in the middle. And after this, I'm a believer in his abilities.
Wow.
Hello, Hollywood medium Tyler Henry here. I'm sitting down today with Ed Cavallali, and I'm just bringing the spirits inside of me.
Sounds like
Gavin. Come on, guys, pile in, and we're going to do a reading. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and let me just start my psychic abilities now. Okay, logging into my abilities. And it says there's someone who wants to contact you. Someone who wears elaborate women's shoes.
Well, that's M, and she works with me every day, and she's not passed on.
No, this person's name is Grant Denyer. He wears women's shoes. He buys women's shoes online and then wears them to work and pretends they're not women's shoes.
Well, that's incredibly accurate, but that's in the present day. I need to know something about my future or something that the spirits could tell me from the other realm.
Okay, bitch, don't get snitchy. I'm just logging. Here I come. The spirits are filling me now. Okay, Google, who is Ed Cavallali, the little bitch?
Edward Robert Cavallali is an Australian comedian, actor, radio and television host.
Yes, here it comes. My ancient Native American spirit guide, Wikipedia, is telling me that Ed Robert Cavallali is a failed TV host with a big nose and a dumb face and needs to get the f*** out of my bungalow so I can work with someone really famous, like LaToya Jackson, whatever that is, or one of the people that had two lines on 90210 25 years ago.
Thank you, Hollywood medium Tyler Henry.
No, there's more coming in. Some more psychic readings. This one says you're stupid. Here comes a psychic guide, Carrier Pigeon. He says you look like Jay Leno and Katie Lang had a baby that's ugly as sin. And I'm just getting a psychic text message saying suck m- no.
Wait a minute.
I'm a believer.
Jay Leno and Katie Lang had a baby.
Kind of Tony Martin's more. accurate observations.
Kieran, please make that comparison. That is...
I'm a believer. 8:30 on Network 10. Husey, we have a problem. Now, Husey, I understand there's two big episodes of Husey, we have a problem on this week.
Absolutely, tonight and tomorrow night after MasterChef, so probably about 9 p.m. So it's a it's the final two eps of this series. We we will have been renewed, but so that's good. It's only our first series, so
oh god, Hugh, I'm on the Skechers website, Skechers.com.au. I'll take a pair of the little stars.
Oh mate,
so
I tell
cute.
You the light up shoes, my 5-year-old is just the boss of her primary school with those light up shoes.
Yeah. Skechers.com.au, fantastic.
And I'll have a pair of the Britney Spears roller skates, please.
I want the black little star women's ones.
Look, what do you want, Grant? Which ones do you want?
What do you want, mate?
Just the little light-up shoes will be fine for me. Thank you.
Who wants money?
Yeah.
Adrian from Mount Druitt, how much is in Husey's wallet?
$180.
More. Sorry, buddy.
Pair of Skechers. And here's Rebecca.
Everyone gets a pair of Skechers. Seriously.
No, everyone is getting a pair of Skechers.
Everyone is getting a pair of Skechers.
I'm a size 40.
Rebecca from Prospect, how much is in the wallet?
$223.
We are nearly there, but you've got yourself a pair of Skechers.
Skechers for everyone.
Stacey's in Seven Hills. Stace, how much is in Husey's wallet? Hello.
I'm going to say $250.
Boom! On the dot.
And what I'll tell her what else she's won, Husey?
A pair of Skechers. Yes.
Skechapalooza. And Stacey, you've got yourself the Skechers. You've got yourself the $250. What is the name of Husey's show, which is on two big nights this week?
Husey, we've got a problem.
So close, and that will do. I'm
still
happy
with
that. You know, we have a problem. We've got a problem. We've got a number of problems. We've got problems Tuesday and Wednesday, guys.
Ed has a problem with the way you support. I mean, we love Skechers, but he feels
we love Skechers.
Are you going to do
Ed's
this?
Ed's got no problems, Ed, do you?
Are we not allowed to do what you want to do?
You're off the problem.
You know what, Husey? My problem has been solved off air.
Are you not doing that now? I love that. I love the power of Dave Husey. Skechers, guys. Hashtag Skechers.
We are a great organisation. You know that, Em.
I love you.
Pulling in the same direction. All right, buddy. You have a great show with Kate this afternoon.
Will do. All right.
See ya.
Tuesday, Wednesday
Bye.
Night. Watch his show.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for rescue remedy. Use only as directed.
Oh, yeah. 20 past 8. Here we go. It is Alpha Bucks time. Help remove the stress from every high-pressure situation with Rescue Remedy. Use only as directed. Grant Daniel, official game show host. Who have you got for us today?
Stephanie from Strathfield.
Woo! Are you ready? I can't believe I got through.
You sound very ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks. We good to go?
Yeah.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All the answers must start with the letter K today. So K for kilo. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up for $10,000. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice.
Okay.
No. Steph, this is the only hint I'm ever allowed to give. K can have a different type of sound at the start of words. Mm-hmm. Just remember that.
It can be silent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Here we go, Stephanie.
Okay.
Name a body part.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Knee for body part.
Okay, Sydney train station.
Kalara.
Something you wear.
A kipper?
R&B artist.
Kanye West.
Cosmetics brand.
Kim Kardashian.
An American state.
Kensington. Pass.
Kentucky would have done you for the last one. American state.
Bummer. No.
Nice pick up on the knee too, just quietly.
Hang on. Are we paying kipper? Because that's true. That's fair enough. I'm paying.
Kipper?
I know they do. I'm paying that. I think we're underselling our good friend Stephanie here. Are we $400?
Thanks, Stephanie.
Now, last night after The Voice, The documentary about Stan Walker, former Idol favourite, fantastic musician, and his journey and his health battles went to air. You can stream or buy Stan Walker's new album, the self-titled album Stan, right now, or you can listen to him as we have a chat to him. Morning, Stan Walker.
Good morning.
Oh, is that your radio voice?
Yeah, I was just trying, good morning.
First things first, mate, it's great to see you because there was a lot of mystery surrounding where you were and what was happening with you. There was little bits and pieces on social media where we saw you and everyone was wondering, where's Stan? What's going on? So it is nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I was just dying quietly in Melbourne.
And look, you joke about it, man, but this is so incredibly serious. You just went for a routine checkup and got the worst news ever. Is that how it started?
Yeah, well, I was forced to. Like, my mum was like, oh, because she was recovering from breast cancer and she found these surgeons that knew about our family history. They, like, specialize in it and they're, like, awesome. And she's like, oh, son, you need to come over. You need to do get a scope. And I was like, ugh, you're wasting my time. And she just kept on nagging me. So I just did it to shut her up, really. And then, oh, next thing you know, cancer.
And with how many tumors did they find that first time?
Oh, they only found one lesion of cancer the first time. But then when they opened me up, there was 13.
How much longer would you have been around, mate, if you hadn't been badgered by your mum, do you think?
Oh, I probably would have been dead in 6 months, so I would have been long gone by now.
Jeez. I've seen, obviously, man, it was far out. You must be so thankful because it's been a very harrowing journey for you and a remarkable strength too shown by you too, mate. But why decide to document it and cover each step of the way for a documentary?
Well, I'm a creative person. I think anything that's good, bad, ugly, sad, I try and use it and turn into something, turn into a song or into a project or film, whatever. So I thought I was talking to my mate and he's like, man, you should start filming stuff. And I was like, I want to take it a step further and like actually do a documentary because it's a way for me to process, but also it's, I need to educate people. Like, a lot of people need to be educated because there's so many people that think that they're exempt to something like this. Even with my family history.
How many people, mate, how many people in your family have, or what is the percentage chance because of your family's history that you were going to develop some sort of cancer?
80%.
80%?
Yeah, so if you've got the gene, it's like everybody's on edge and like, we're always just kind of waiting, you know, kind of scared when the kids are going through to get their test to see if they've got the gene or not. Yeah. But, like, I'm thankful, because it's only me and my mum who have the gene. Like, my brothers and my sister don't have it, so I was like, oh.
And did you know that growing up, mate, that you had this gene?
Yes, I got tested when I was 14, I think, and got my blood test and it came back and my family had to cry because I'm a fifth generation straight of getting the gene and cancer.
Wow.
Did you always grow up thinking that your life might have been a ticking time bomb?
Yeah, kind of. I was just like, so when I found out, my mum was crying because I told the doctors, I was like, oh, just tell my mum everything. Like, I didn't really care.
Right.
And she rang up, she's like, oh, son, they found cancer. I was like, oh, that's trippy. And then we just started laughing. I was like, oh, we've both got cancer. Far out, look at us.
How are you? Because this has been a trademark of you. I remember meeting you 10 years ago. 10 years ago, just after Idol, and one of your trademarks, one, the great voice, the great talent, but your attitude, you just laugh and smile. You now literally can laugh and smile through anything, through a cancer diagnosis. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's, my whole family's kind of like this. We're all so dramatic, but oh my gosh, my family is dramatic as hell.
Who's the biggest drama queen in your family?
It's probably me, my mum, or my brother who's older than me.
Really?
Actually, no, everybody's dramatic. They're all drama queens.
can you laugh even at the worst of times? Because the footage of this documentary shows you are nothing but skin and bone. Like, you look so, so unwell. Like, how had you power through?
I was like, the whole time before the operation, I was just like, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, all this stuff. But I was like, I'm going to be skinny forever. But then I had heaps of complications. I was like, yes, I'm never going to get fat again. But then I had heaps of complications and I didn't realize when I get skinny, I can't put on weight.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, no, I'm too skinny now. I was like, no, the thing that I wanted the most was like the bane of my life now. But now I've actually put on, because
you're looking healthy, man. You are looking good.
I got down to 66. And I was 88 before I found
which is hell for a New Zealander. Do you know what I mean? God. That's that.
Like, honest to God.
That's like 40 in Australian terms.
I'm like a toothpick. You could like blow me away just like.
And so what's the future? Let's not, as you say, you always look forward. So now let's look forward. Where are you now, mate? What's next? What's next for Stan Walker?
Just new music. It's been like a long time coming, kind of, because I've been working on different projects for the last few years, but I'm just, now I'm like bringing to life, like I did the songs that I did for the EP for this documentary were like songs that, one song I wrote like 11 years ago, two songs I wrote like 5 years ago. They were all like written in break even times of my life, so they were perfect for the doco, but now like I'm going to come back with some fire.
Oh, he's bringing the fire.
Hey, next minute, that's stinky.
And then we just move on to the next one. Stan Walker, where can people see? It's gone to air on Channel 9. If people want to miss the doco, where can they go and watch it now?
You can go and watch it on the Channel 9 website.
Great.
And, stream it there or excellent. Just go to my Instagram and, you know. Just follow me and I'll show you where it is.
Cheeky link. A cheeky link from Stan Walker.
Look at you.
And the new self-titled album is called Stan. Mate, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
On 131060, an issue in and around the royal wedding.
Obviously, we're having our big wedding dress party next Wednesday. Wear your wedding dress. A chance for you to crack out the white frock one more time. You paid so much for it. Why shouldn't you? We're doing it at Luna Park. Everyone who gets through now gets to come along. 131060. You just have to comment on my life, which, as we know, people like doing. My husband, I had planned this big broadcast. I was going to do a live Facebook stream. Yep. I got Kizza. I was going to have drinks. I got it sponsored by an alcohol company. Michael Lucas, my best gay friend, and I were going to sit and drunk commentate the royal wedding.
Oh, my God.
Had it all planned. Fun. And obviously it's on the 19th of May.
Yes.
And over the weekend, my husband said to me, Scotty, he said, oh, now I've got a surprise.
Oh,
and I said, terrific. I'm like, I don't know. Did you make the bed? Did you clean the toilet? Like, I don't know. And his surprises are usually a bit crap.
Yeah.
And then he said to me, you know that romantic weekend I got you for your birthday?
Yeah.
And he said, and he was waiting for my tour to be over. I go, yeah. He said, I've booked it. I said, great. When? He said, May 19 and 20.
Oh, dude.
And I looked at him and I said, you what? And I put the C word at the end. And then he's like, what? I go, Scott. There's something else on that day. And he's looking at me blank. He's like, what?
I would have done that.
I go, dude, it's the wedding.
Nah.
He goes, who's wedding? Who's getting what?
Who's wedding?
Who's getting married? I go, you don't even know. I said, it's the royal wedding. He goes, who's getting married? I'm like, my God.
I respect his. I respect that.
No idea who Meghan Markle is.
Not on his radar.
He has no idea that Harry's getting married. The last he knew, she was dating something, it's his words, a fridge appliance, which was Cressida. And he said, so? And I said, oh, my God. And I said to him, no, great, good.
So you're going?
I have to. I have to go because how often is a man like him proactive with romance?
Nice. Yeah, that's it,
it's going to be awesome, guys.
It wasn't deliberate.
No, I'm really
He's doing
rats.
His best. He's trying hard.
I love you, Scotty. I love you so much. Thank you for thinking of me.
So?
What am I going to do, guys? I'm going to miss the royal wedding.
Can't you make him, it's at midnight, can't you make him on that Saturday night curl up in bed and watch it with you?
He hates it. He gave me a lecture yesterday about how shallow it is and he doesn't know why I care. And I'm like, mate, I've changed everything about myself for you to like me. Can I just like the royal wedding, please?
Get him drunk by 7. He'll be out by 9.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe. What if I say you can go for a bike ride early Sunday morning? You better go to bed early.
Aha.
We'll start on the gins at 11 p.m.
Now you're talking.
Just do a little sneaky podcast from my phone.
Yeah.
Ali in Seven Hills.
Go on, Ali. What do you
what
reckon?
What should I do?
I would give anything to have a romantic week away with my husband at the moment. the typical bum stuck in a rut, running around after 3 kids.
Yes.
Sports, school, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, a romantic weekend away just sounds like a dream. And you'll love it once you're there.
And now I feel like an asshole.
No, but he didn't know, but it is something that everyone here's been very excited about.
It does show he doesn't listen to his wife's breakfast show one bit.
That's true, which is also good. Which means we can have these discussions.
100%. Yeah. Why do you think I'm doing it right now?
Very helpful.
Julie, what do you reckon?
Oh, Em, look, it's such a tough one because I'm with you, hon. I think it's just like the royal wedding, like it's just so important,
right?
You know? But how often does your husband do stuff like this? I mean, let's face it, men, they're not very romantic, are they?
First time in 18 years of relationship he has proactively planned a romantic weekend away.
Oh, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I can if there's a royal wedding on. Oh, my God, I want to watch this so bad. All right, well, Ali and Julie, you're both coming to our party.
Hey.
And anyone who missed out, lots of calls, go to todayfm.com.au. We want to fill this place with just a lot of brides squeezing into dresses they have no business trying to put on.
We have confirmed that Samantha Jade will be the musical act. She's got the disco album coming out, so it's going to be all your favourite songs sung live. It's going to be a big dance floor. And if you're on the hunt for the perfect Mother's Day gift, Samantha Jade's new album, The Best of My Love, is in stores now with a stack of tributes to the greats of the disco era.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Cher is set to tour Australia. Yes. The singer who is turning 72 this month.
Respect.
Will perform at Kudos Bank Arena on Thursday, October 18. I will be there, front row. It's very exciting. It's her Here We Go Again tour on sale 10 a.m. this Friday, livenation.com.au. I'm so excited. She's bringing her whole Bob Mackie costume extravaganza. This is the woman who can plank for 10 minutes, Ed.
Yeah, mate. She's great. That'll be excellent.
I'm very excited. Also, moving on, Beyonce is apparently skipping the Met Gala. She had her costume, everything ready to go. And then at the last minute, Jay-Z presented her with a better option. He's taking her away on an elaborate vacation.
Oh.
Now, the Met Gala is kicking off this morning at 9. Obviously, all the amazing outfits.
What's the theme this year?
Peter Dundas. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know yet. That theme is heavenly bodies, fashion. Oh, God. No, that's not okay. I'm boycotting the Met Gala.
Why?
Fashion and the Catholic imagination.
What?
There's a few issues with priests and historical sex offences going on at the moment. I'm going to have to boycott the gala, guys.
You're not going either.
Oh. Willow Smith.
Boo.
Has revealed.
Can't boycott that.
I whip my hair back and
forth. Are they the world's two most obnoxious / annoying children? Willow and the other one. They are impossible
Willow
to beat.
Willow and Jaden?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of Willow.
Oh.
I whip my hair back and forth. I don't mind them. Willow Smith says that she learned about sex by walking in on her parents, Will and Jada.
She shocked me when I said, well, what was your first introduction to sex? Obviously walking in on you and daddy. And I was like, when the heck did that happen? And because I had no idea. She's like, oh, yeah, because I just knew that it was private time and I wasn't supposed to be there. And I was like, well, what did you see? I was like, oh, my God, I need to get this child some therapy.
Willow, when two people love each other.
That's awkward.
Get jiggy with it.
That's all I have for you now. But don't forget, coming up very soon, Grant Denyer has a huge announcement. We are making fun of it, but it is a big one that will affect your life in a massive way.
A bit of a turning point.
I think it's going to
be a bit of a turning point. Yeah, it's a big one. It's I don't know really how to process it just yet. It's news just in.
He's gone misty voiced. You know,
like
he has misty voice.
No, he doesn't.
That's coming up at some point. That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Yesterday we had Lakey on. He's the guy who you will hear if you're driving overnight. He lives a wild and crazy life. And he talked about getting a Thai massage over the weekend. And then when we were off air, all of us kind of had this animated discussion about whether, when you get a Thai massage, if you elect to get the full service.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the happy ending, I think you might find that full service is something else again.
What?
There's another level.
Yeah, so I would, I think we're talking only about the happy ending.
I thought happy ending was the top rung.
I thought that was the end goal, yeah.
No, well, good luck. But there was a friend of mine once was dating a girl And then he found out that she worked in one of these places, and she said to him, no, I don't do full service. I only do the happy massages.
Oh, my God. There's so much I don't know in this world. Wow. I really, that's, you know, you think you've got a grasp.
That's the only, that's the only reason I know that, by the way. That is how I know that.
Sure. Yeah.
That is how I know that.
Sure,
so well, so well informed out, Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, when I was there, I mean.
Well, I'll give you another one then. Cop this.
Don't when tell I, me there's more. I can't. My brain can't handle it.
I was another. A mate of mine had finished work at the video store, and we were going out in the city.
Didn't you work at a video store?
Yeah, he worked with it with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we finished, my friend Alex.
This is the keep going.
How much of that name went to air? How much of that, Benny? How
all
much of that
it.
Name?
All of it.
Oh, I'm going to stop that story.
Oh,
I'm stopping it because it does involve the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I'm stopping that story.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
Oh,
said too much.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, back on topic.
We want to know when this discussion went as thus. He's looking at me. I know I have to move on when he gives me that look. Is getting, if you're in a relationship, is getting a happy ending cheating?
Mm-hmm.
13, 10, 60 flat out. And it's a simple yes or no. I mean, you can have your have your explanations or whatever. Yeah. And we all had Danielle, what was your opinion?
It's cheating if you if you don't tell your partner you're going because you know that she won't approve, then I reckon it possibly is. Because if you get to third base, would that be third base? If you get to third base with someone that's not your partner, that's would that not be cheating?
But you missed the other two bases.
Mm, you're like, Eduardo.
Oh, yeah, because having known gentlemen that would...
Alec?
No, that he... No, that's actually not him. But that would go to these places to then say they would never have told... They would
they
never
have told.
But let's go. Let's try and represent the other side, which is...
Do it. You're good at that.
If no one knows, no harm, no foul... And also, if you're overseas, no harm, no foul.
Oh, right. If it's an away game.
Or, postcode thing.
Or what if it's early in the relationship or very late in the relationship and things have...
There's a lot of caveats to this story.
So many caveats.
I'm just asking. These you got to find the grey areas.
Well, I think that's important to say is that today in relationships, there does appear to be a lot of grey areas.
Sure is.
A lot. But I have to just think about if I found out if Scott had done that... I would feel sad. Like, I mean, this is a man thing. I don't know if women get happy endings.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Do women get happy?
Do women do this?
I've never heard of a woman doing it. I think that's different.
I only know one male escort.
Yeah, but this is different. These are trained masseurs.
And that's why I'm saying it. I only know one male escort, and he told me, because he went out exclusively with women.
Yeah.
And he said that 100% it was about the dinner and the chat, the conversation and things.
It's different.
And that quite often
the
physical wouldn't even take place.
And with men, it's more about just getting the physical and not the emotional.
Let's get it done and move on.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Let's see what you guys think. And this is all sparked off of a conversation we had yesterday with Lakey. Of course it is.
Yes.
Not Ed's friend.
Not Ed's friend.
It wasn't him.
Red Hot Chili Peppers were not there. They did not give a happy ending to Ed's friend. That is not what we are saying.
No.
Okay, so I just want to clear that up, Sydney.
Clear, please.
Is getting a happy ending at the end of a time massage, is that cheating? Technically, is that cheating on your partner if you have one?
Thank you.
Take your calls next. But we're talking about an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. We were sparked debate amongst the team off air yesterday. If you go get a Thai massage and get a happy ending, is that cheating if you're in a committed relationship? And I just want to say, while it is our job to discuss things that happened within the social constructs of our society, I feel a little bit gross about, I don't think any little girl wants to grow up to give a hand job to a rich white guy. And I feel a bit, like, I don't think that they would be doing it if they have other choices. So I just feel like, guys, do it at home. Don't make a young girl do it. I feel a bit yuck about it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Yes.
But there is a range there because you've got to...
Have either of you done this?
No, but I do know. No, I haven't. Short answer, no, I haven't.
Has it been... See, my husband's been in the situation where it was offered.
I've never even been in that situation.
Yeah, he what came out giggling. Like, he left halfway through giggling. Like, it's like, no, 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 no. And he got up and he's like, my wife's outside.
An accidental scenario feels like a whole different can of worms. Oh. Like you didn't legit kind of know that's the kind of joint you were in.
No, sometimes you're in a very reputable establishment and it gets offered if you're a very handsome man.
A friend of mine is an extremely handsome television actor.
Yeah.
And he went for a massage. It took forever. And when we picked him up, we said, what happened? And he said very sheepishly, we ended up having sex. And
oh, my God.
Wow.
You are so sorry today.
Wow.
And I don't think you've left much to the imagination there.
And we all just looked at him and he said, mate, it was really relaxing.
Oh my God, Tanya and Rudy Hill, hello.
Hi, it is 100% cheating.
Yeah, so you'd be upset if you found out your partner did it?
He would lose his appendage. No rights to that any longer.
Yeah, right.
That's the end for you.
And do you feel a bit sad for the people who are doing it like I do?
I do, but I think it's even worse when it is a really normal looking place, because I once booked my mum in for a massage I came home and my husband was like, oh, where did you go? And I'm just like, oh, a brand new place. I thought, you know, try something new, and told him. He's just like, you know, you can't give that to her.
Was that kind of place?
How did he know?
Apparently it's the local spot, but I've never known
the
that
local
it was
spot.
One of those. Oh, and I was actually wondering why people were staring at me when I was coming out of it after getting a voucher
if it's drenched in neon and it's next to a karaoke bar, you pretty much know what you're in for, I think.
You're a chance. Glenn from Camden, is it cheating?
I don't think it's cheating.
Okay,
and I think
good.
You two guys are lying about it. I think you've had one too.
Glenny, I'm really gagging to hear this side of things. Sorry, I don't know why I said gagging.
You're gagging.
yeah. Glenny, I need to understand your side of it, and I really want to hear it. So you lay it out for me.
Okay. Well, my perspective on it is cheating is emotional. Mm. If you've got, I think if you're going to lunch or you're speaking secretly to someone, then that's cheating. Whereas if you're going to a massage parlor, you have no idea who that person is, and literally you're relaxed and you get that, then I don't think it's cheating. My wife, on the other hand, has a very different perspective. And that's why, you know, now married and in a committed relationship, I wouldn't do it.
So you have done it in the past?
No comment.
Glenny!
Just like the two boys in there.
Isn't it awkward, though? Don't you feel like when you leave, what do? Shake hands? Like, what happens?
Well, so I've heard, Em. You just get cleaned up and kind of walk out and say thank you and leave. I don't know. Some friends have gone.
Some friends have gone.
Well,
I love Glenn. Let's give Glenn a prize.
No, Glenn and Tanya, we appreciate your time this morning. What about 50 Shades Free on DVD?
There
we
go.
Thank you, guys. Up next, Dan Walker is going to join us. His story is quite incredible.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
12 minutes past 7. Here we go.
I love a top of hour at 12 minutes past 7.
Your chance at Today FM's $100,000. Beat the bomb. Hello, Lisa from Glenhaven. You got through.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Lise. What do you want to get? What's your aim?
Oh, I'd love a new car. I'm desperate.
What do you got your eye on?
Oh, I'd love the new Mazda CX-5.
I've had one of those in my life. They're very nice cars, Lisa.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah.
Mazda,
pretty good.
Ed Cavalli likes the Mazda.
No. It wasn't an attempted plug.
It should be.
No, no.
You know what's good for you? Thank you.
So, this is how we go, Lisa. The bomb is going to light. We're going to light the fuse. The bomb's going to start. You need to yell stop before it goes off. You will receive the last cash amount said. Unfortunately, though, if the bomb goes off, you are going to go away with nothing. Does that all make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse?
Yes, I'm ready.
Light the fuse.
$10.
Oh.
$10,000. $2,000.
Lisa.
Oh, no.
You can't yell stop when the bomb goes off, Joel. I appreciate the try. Yeah. She yelled out stop when the bomb went off.
Just in case you didn't hear it.
You're so cute, Lisa. Lisa, I'm sorry, but that's $0. But look, if you're on the hunt for the perfect Mother's Day gift, we all are. Samantha Jade's new album, Best of My Love. It's in stores with a stack of tributes to greats of the disco era. Have a copy of that, Lisa. Something to take away and have some fun with.
Yeah. Oh, consolation prize. Thanks, guys.
No worries, Lisa.
Got to be careful.
It's not a Mazda, is it?
It's not. Not at this point.
That's all right.
Time to salute a man who has looked the society right in its face and said, up yours.
He beat the internet. He clocked it.
I'm having a win.
He's a champion. He's the wizard of the internet.
Internet Kieran, who does all the socials on our show. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
No, how are you?
Great.
Was dinner last night?
I'm going great. There was some drama with dinner, but I'll get to that in a sec.
What happened
on the weekend is it caused a big argument in my household at the time, but we've come out fighting.
Okay.
Because... What happened was it was Cinco de Mayo on Saturday, which is a Mexican public, like, big
Day
celebration.
Day of the Dead celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Uber Eats had a mariachi band playing on their Facebook page, and every time they stopped, they were playing live. Every time they stopped, they sounded like... Every time they stopped playing, they would put a Uber Eats code on the screen.
Yeah.
And now it was about limited to about 50 to 100 per code. If you put that code in your phone, you got, like... a variety of different vouchers from $5 to $90.
Of credit for Uber Eats.
Oh, my God. And that can be put toward any restaurant?
Any restaurant. Okay. Had to be used by Sunday night, the following day at 7 p.m.
Right.
Now, there was no limit on how many vouchers you could use. So I took home $490 of Uber Eats credit.
Yeah, you did. But how are you going to eat $490 in 24 hours?
Good. I have pre-ordered all my meals for the week.
We have a winner. So when you say pre-order, I didn't even know Uber Eats did that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If I feel like a burger on Thursday, I can put in an order now.
Yes, you can. You can go in and where it says as soon as possible, you just click the little timer when you're on Uber Eats and you can change it to whatever day and whatever time you want. Now, immediately after doing that, I did get a phone call from a Thai restaurant I'm eating at tonight going, are you sure it's for Tuesday night?
Ah, I see.
So what did you have last night?
We had a lamb salad last night, and I had to order 9 drinks to make it up to the total of $90.
What drinks did you get?
Just heaps of Coke Zero and some lemon lime bitters.
Living
just
your best life.
Why didn't you get more food?
Because it was like a burger restaurant. We wanted to eat healthy, so it was just like, we'll just get heaps of drinks, and then we can use it as mixer at the weekend.
You wanted to eat healthy, so you got 9 Coke Zeros and a week's worth of takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And who delivered it? Was it just like a guy on a push bike just juggling four trays of drinks?
Yeah, he had it all in his backpack, and he was like, there's a lot of drinks. I was like, yeah, there is.
I enjoyed it.
Mixers for the weekend. God.
I enjoy a semi-accent that you were doing too.
I realised what I was doing in my head and I stopped.
I didn't quite commit
it's not
to
racist
that.
If it's in your head, guys. It's fine.
And what? Give us the week's meal. So we got, this is free.
Okay, let's get his phone out, guys.
Thanks to his mariachi band scam.
It is a mariachi band scam.
You've managed to get yourself a week's free Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Give us the week's food layout.
Okay, so last night was lemon salad. We had breakfast on Sunday and dinner on Sunday as well.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wow. You got Uber Eats breakfast?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it the same guy just turning up on his bike every time?
I do look at there and go, what if it is the same guy? He's going to think we're weird. Maddie had a coffee for breakfast yesterday. It was just delivered because we had a $10 code as well. I've got to spend it.
$10
coffee? She could have got like a roll for that. Why would you just get a coffee?
This poor guy's on his bike holding a coffee.
Tonight we've got Thai, so pineapple fried rice, pad Thai, satay, and 4 more drinks.
Hang on. So they can open a bar with thanks to Uber Eats this weekend.
Pineapple fried rice.
Yeah.
That is not a Thai dish.
It is. It's at a Thai restaurant, so it's clearly a Thai dish.
I love that you've got 4 more drinks now. So now they're 13 drinks up, guys.
They're killing the drink. Keep going.
Wednesday, Maddie's out, so I've just got Nando, so half a chicken, some pita and corn on the cob.
And a drink?
No drink on that one. Oh. Ran out. That was only a $30 code.
Okay. Thanks.
Thursday's a $90 code, so we got a lamb share plate. So, you know, you get some chips with that and stuff.
Nice.
And four more drinks.
Okay, just so we're up to 19 drink count. Yeah, okay.
Friday is two pizzas, some popcorn chicken and a hot chocolate fudge cake and five more drinks.
Oh, 23 odd drinks.
Friday night's a party, man.
You're inspirational.
Next time there's some internet scam like that, can you put it out on our social so we can all try and beat the system like you?
Yeah.
I love that.
You two could have 38,000 Coke Zeros.
But you've got to sit there. If we're going to put it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got to have this guy's patience.
You've got to have your laptop and your phone. Because you can't go between.
People have that.
Yeah, good. Okay. I just want to explain the trick.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
But it's time to talk about The Voice last night.
Controversial. Of course, we're in the battle rounds.
Yeah.
And last night, Kelly Rowland had her contestant Sam Perry perform. Now, Sam is the guy who does the vocal looping.
Here he goes.
Yeah. Because I'm a survivor. So all the noises, everything you're hearing there is his voice.
A vocal loop artist, he calls himself.
Yes, and Ed Sheeran does the same thing when he's on tour. That's why he doesn't need a band. He'll lay down a guitar track, a bass track, a drum track, and then he'll do the vocals over the top, all with his voice. And last night, geez, didn't he get heated, Ed?
Yeah, Kelly and Boy George had an argument about it.
Flat out. You were intimidated. They were good.
I'm not intimidated. I love what you do. I think you're awesome. I think you're all awesome. But I, you know, if there's an elephant in the corner playing a banjo, George, I'm going to mention it.
But
okay?
George, you turned for him.
Absolutely. And I'm telling him that it's really controversial what he's doing. And you cannot argue
with
that.
It's refreshing. We've been in this industry forever now.
Every time we see something new, it always
catches attention. I don't think it's controversial. I don't think he's doing anything controversial.
That elephant playing the banjo he mentioned, that would
now,
have been...
Now you're being interesting, yeah. Boy George. That would be controversial, wouldn't it?
Quite shocking.
But what do you... I mean, okay, flat out, what do you think?
No. Nah.
Really?
I like Sam. I like what he does. But this show is called The Voice. And it's not
but
called...
But he's using his voice.
Yeah.
But he's using his voice through equipment. It's not called The Equipment.
But he can sing. Like when he lays
How
the
would
vocal.
I know that?
No, but he lays the vocal on top and that's him singing.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. But there's an effect on it, which means, you know, I was once in a musical with Rebel Wilson and at one... That's a true story.
You serious?
At the Stables Theatre. Let's not get bogged down. And at the...
Can you sing?
At the final musical rehearsal, Rebel and the director pulled me aside and said, could you please do us a favour? And during the musical numbers, just goldfish. Like, move your mouth, but don't sing.
It's always great when the director of a musical pulls you aside and says, please don't sing.
My point being...
Yeah.
That I couldn't sing... And
he can sing.
How would I know?
Because he sings into the mic.
But then, play it again.
Your vocal, but you can't just distort the tune.
I can. Yeah. I could do that.
It's got vibrato.
Who's this?
I can hear it. He can sing.
Right, before the end of the show, I'm going to go...
using auto-tune, though.
Yeah, like, exactly.
No, you can't automatically loop in auto-tune.
Yeah, I think you can.
Well, from what my... I mean, I know that you're a very well-known vocalist, but from my experience, someone has to sit there and do it.
Grant, I've had someone on our live shows before. I did a show called It Takes Two who had auto-tune in their microphone.
Within the microphone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I just feel like he'd have that capability on stage.
He's got a lot of gear.
And this
bloke's got a lot of gear.
My tip is they're going to make him sing a song straight next round. That is my hot tip.
And he's going to be killer.
Yeah, good call.
My tip is this guy can flat out sing. And I think they've built this up, and then, we're going to strip back. Here's the Disney's equipment.
Yeah, good
and
call.
Sam will sing on his own, and he'll kill. I'm not joking. He's very musical.
It might not be as incredible as everyone else's, but it does incredible things. Agreed. But it feels like to me like a novelty.
You're such a flip-flopper.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to figure it out because obviously on Australia's Got Talent, it feels like he sort of belongs in that sort of show.
Oh, don't bring that up.
You know, I know where he's up against a dancing dog and a grandma with spoons. You know what I mean? Like, it feels novel.
Well, nah, I'm for Sam on this show. I think it's exciting. I don't think it's controversial. But the other contestants felt a little bit hard done by.
Yeah, yes, they did. Let's hear from Maddie here, Benny. This is when Maddie, one of the people who lost to Sam, was asked, "Do you think this is a fair competition?" Mm.
Not the other one.
What do the two girls think about it? Do you think it's a fair fight? Be honest. Do you think it's a fair fight?
I think what Sam does is amazing.
It's not what I asked you.
Yeah. I mean, girl, what?
Be truthful.
I really respect what you do, but at the same time, I feel like you wouldn't have the same vocal struggles as someone like me or Maddie does because what you do is so out of the box. It hasn't got the same constraints. So say, like, you were flat or you were sharp or you had a off day. But, you know, in saying that, I really respect everything that you do and I applaud it. It's amazing.
All right. Well, time will tell. But I'm tipping.
She hates his guts.
Yeah, pretty much. She just wanted to say, get effed. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell. Wear your
wedding dress. Yes. Next week, guys, we're having our big wedding dress party at Luna Park.
It's going to be great, Grant. You can see the room's right on the water. It is overlooking the Harbour Bridge, and they're turning on which ride for us?
The Ferris wheel, which is going to be amazing. So when you got those items that are just hanging in your wardrobe, they haven't seen the light of day for 5 to 10 years, get them out, give them another victory lap.
Sometimes longer, you know, sometimes it's 20 years, as we heard yesterday.
True.
And you spend one woman spent $9,000, and she hasn't worn it since. So this is your chance to strap on your wedding gear one more time, and we are doing this, of course, to celebrate the royal wedding.
Ain't that the truth? Samantha Jade's going to be performing.
Yes.
Musical acts. It's going to be so much fun. So if you've got, how much was your wedding gear? Expensive/cheap? We had a range from $20 to $7,000 yesterday.
We did.
Doesn't matter if the whole thing doesn't fit anymore. You can just wear the veil, whatever you like.
But what's come up is this week we found out what the first dance is going to be at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I love this.
That's a floor filler.
Yeah. So we want to know on 131060, what was your first dance? Or what would you like to be your first dance if you're yet to get married? Sometimes these things are planned before you've even met someone.
Yeah, it's all in my head. 131060, your first dance, what was it? Get to come to our party.
Yeah, if you get through, you come into the wedding dress party, so it's easy as that.
Mm-hmm. Wear your wedding dress. Yeah.
Wear your wedding dress. Why should you wear it only once? I thought we were giving this cut down, Jace.
Let Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
Our own royal wedding party is at Luna Park.
So excited.
Come and join us and have a great time. And wear something from your wedding. You have
it's huge. It's going to be huge. I'm just imagining a room full of women in white meringues. It's going to be so great. Dancing along to Samantha Jade's disco hits.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Ed will be there. Grant will be there. We'll be in a room overlooking the water. Have some champers.
Lots of puffy shoulder work, I reckon, too.
I don't know if everyone's that old.
No?
That feels like, well, I was born in the 80s. I grew up then, and my wedding dress didn't have puffy sleeves. Mm. I think it'd be seeing more asymmetrical mermaid shapes from the 90s.
Mermaid
2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But we want to know what your wedding song was, because it has been announced that this will be the royal wedding's
Meghan and Harry.
Eduardo, what was your first?
The Elvis. I got not bored, but I got I got over it halfway through and said, yeah, it's enough.
What? You wrapped up your wife and your first dance?
That song is like 9 minutes long.
You've been in radio too long. You can't wrap up your wife.
That's a 9-minute song.
Like, because you're worried about the 3-minute break, one thought per break, keep it bright and tight.
Yes.
You're supposed to savour the moment, mate. This is the first thing you do as husband and wife. It like sets the tone for the rest of your life.
Did you hit the credit and punch out? Is that what happened?
I moved on.
Okay. We had this as our first dance, as many people know.
Really
just
good.
Because of the hope it instills in my heart, and I had that hope for my marriage. And look, we separated twice, but we're back together now. So
back together. It rains down in Africa.
Yeah.
Denyers.
Throw Your Arms Around Me was ours.
Now,
by the lyrics of the title of the song, you go, loving track. But when you dig a little deeper, didn't know at the time, it's a song that's controversial. It's either about death or a one-night stand. Both not good for a wedding.
Depends how you're looking at it. Franca, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Are you available next Wednesday night?
I am.
Yes. Yeah. What was your first wedding? What was your song?
My first wedding. It was my only wedding. And it was Sexy Love by Neo.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Honeymoon started that one, Franca.
Sure was.
All right.
All right, well, we'll see you next Wednesday night for some sexy love at Luna Park.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Irene from San Susi. Irene, what was your first wedding dance song?
It was Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Such a wonderful choice.
What's
the message there?
Yeah. Whose choice was that, Irene?
Oh, look, I figured I planned most of our wedding, and my husband's a massive AC/DC fan, so I thought, I better give him some input for the day.
Highway to Hell.
That's great. Irene, can you come to our wedding, royal wedding dress party next week?
Sure can.
Amazing. We'll see you at Luna Park.
Luna Park.
Thank you.
We'll see you there. Todayfm.com.au, if you couldn't get through on the phones, we'd love to have you there. I create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Let Luna Park Weddings do it. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information.
Go register.
Now, Shark Tank is back 15th of May on Channel 10, but we're not worrying about that just yet because Janine Alice is our guest, and as part of that, she invested in a company called a Be Fit Food. Lose up to 12 weeks. No, lose up to 12 kilos. Weeks of your life watching it. Lose up to 12 kilos in 2 weeks on the Be Fit Food Rapid Weight Loss Program. I am going to take issue with that in a moment. BeFitFood.com.au. We have Be Fit Food packs to give away now. 13, 10, 60. Good morning, Janine Alice.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
What's wrong with Be Fit Food Rapid Weight Loss?
No, I think it sounds good, but rapid weight loss. My wife would argue that is...
His wife is Gladiator Tip Hall.
Yes, mildly unsustainable.
No. Look, what's traditionally a rapid weight loss scenario is powdered food.
That don't work.
It's completely unsustainable because it's out of your normal routine.
Very true.
And then you suddenly finish it and you go, what do I do? This is food.
I agree.
It's delicious food. I've done Eat Fit Food. I do it when I'm busy. And this is not a plug. I pay for it. And I love it. Yeah. It's yummy. There's enough. It doesn't taste like it's, been frozen for 5 months.
Food.
It's good food.
Food.
It is. It's actually food. And when it arrives, I was surprised at how good it was.
And if you'll notice in there, it's
I'll expect free stuff now, obviously, because I've plugged it on the air.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Kate.
No, it's good. And I'm surprised. I know this is a bit cynical, that you actually got a win out of Shark Tank.
Yeah. A win?
Yeah, because sometimes. Yeah. Because sometimes
too.
I feel like you guys invest and then up in smoke.
Oh, yeah, mate. Sometimes it does.
Because they don't have your expertise. The people who are there are dreamers, which is great.
Yeah.
What is it? I know that Em's written down some questions for you, but what's the number one mistake that people, listening now, the dream now, Janine, is everyone has a side hustle, something they'd love to do with their life. What's the number one mistake people make trying to start a business themselves?
They come in and they go, oh my God, what, big wise, wide open. Yeah. It's going to be great and I'm going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then business beats them down to a pulp because it actually is hard. Uh-huh. I started Boost, 20 years ago because I had...
So 20 years ago now?
Well, 18 years ago. I had a baby on the boob at the time and I was like, I have balance and I had this vision.
So cute.
And it was, worked... So I wanted to have flexibility and had no flexibility because I was working 100 million hours a week.
That's why you should have a breast milk smoothie. It would sell.
No. That is not okay.
Apparently colostrum is good.
Yeah, no, he drinks it willy-nilly. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You do keep your wife pregnant, do you?
Like a wet nurse.
Yeah,
personal wet nurse.
Yeah, she's become, that is exactly what she's become.
So, Janine, you've grown to 500 stores, right? But I've got this thing, right? I've got this turning toilet brush that plays
music.
You're
not pitching.
I come in. Hannah, what's the key thing to get right? How do we win you over? How do you get a green light?
What was that product? Sorry.
I take cash.
A toilet brush that plays music.
yeah, look, there's something in that. If,
there's
Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
There's, look, you know, I look, at the end of the day, you look for the right people. It's that X factor. It's the person you think, oh my, because you know what? The idea is 5%. It's execution's only 5. People just, people go, oh, I thought of a juice bar back then. I'm like, mate, you should have started it then.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times has someone said that to you? I have the same idea.
Hundreds.
And he's just every time he's like, shut up, idiot.
No, I think.
Oh, I did it. You did it.
You should have did it because you would have known. You well, look, and it. There was a lot of juice bars at the time, but it is hard slog.
And did you fail at first? Did you
fail? Three times.
Three times. That is important for everyone to hear. You failed three times.
Yeah, the first one was we did these love checks where you know, instead of giving flowers, you give these checks.
Yeah.
You know, say, I'll give you your back massage or sex on call or whatever. The second one was, we tried to do book publishing and she was an absolute cow. But it was a book about, doing business in Asia. And the last one was touring comedians.
Oh, that's solid. You want to touring me, you'd be fine.
But you want to deal with comedians?
I know.
I'll hire you.
It didn't work. We actually got this guy who went to New York actually promised me Eric Idle and Bob's, Seinfeld and Robin Williams, his love at the time.
Yeah.
And after a year of trying, we got Bob Smith.
Oh, well, that's a huge name.
Comedian.
But there's a great story. Hughie tells a great story about that, and he's on After 8 o'clock, where he was in New York, and a guy came up to him and said, oh, you know, we've got the comedy club here. It's huge. Where are you from? He goes, Australia. He goes, we have Australian acts on. Dave Hughes performs here sometimes. He said that to Hughie.
Amazing.
Because that was an Australian comedian he'd been told about.
Yeah.
You're lucky to get out of that game. That's a mugs game.
You know what? It didn't make me any money.
No, it's not going to. Comedians don't make money.
Mugs game.
What I want to ask you before you go, I like to understand and very successful people's creative process so that obviously then I will be exactly like you. I want to ask you some quick questions. What time do you get up in the morning?
6:30.
And what do you do?
I cuddle my daughter.
You cuddle your daughter?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I do that. I don't know. Beast juice? What the hell's going on?
What's my next question?
What do you have for breakfast?
Okay. Oh, this will be a really quick one. I seriously have a smoothie and it's got freaking everything
in
it.
I would think you would have a smoothie. You're the founder of Beast Juice.
Really quickly, it's got banana, kale, fresh blueberries. Milk. Doesn't got colostrum, no colostrum, but it could. You could add that. It's got
chia
seeds. Yeah, it has oil. Look, it has about 45 million ingredients.
And that's every day.
Every day.
You have that.
Every day. It has, you know, Energy X. It's got magnesium. It's got...
And that's you. 6:30 cuddle smoothie.
Things have changed because the entrepreneurs of the 80s
We're having cocaine for breakfast.
They had a powder
basically. Yeah. It gives you that boost.
Yeah,
if you're doing all right, what's the most ridiculous thing that you've ever purchased where you're going, this is pretty ridiculously lavish?
At Shark Tank or just life?
No, in life.
In life.
Oh, I think it's the same thing of what I bought is a past mistake that ever made.
I know, I just written, you interrupted my famous questions.
Which is probably the same answer.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the biggest mistake? What's the best mistake you've made?
Which answers both your questions. Okay. I am trying to get into horse riding. I'm really a bad horse rider. Like I should say it's horse walking because I don't like to go fast. And so the best mistake I did, I bought this beautiful, Persian, horse and I wanted one that was about 8 to 10 years old. And, I got him and he was gorgeous and I got his teeth done. He was 25.
Yeah.
Oh. So he's like, nearly.
The horse was 25.
25. So he was a good mistake because I love him and he's gorgeous. He won't last long, but he's a good horse.
How much does a horse cost, ballpark?
Oh, a horse can cost you anything. I can get your horse for $10, but you can pay upwards of anything you want.
You want to buy them around $300 because if you buy them at $300, they go into the knackery. So buy them at $300. Mm. So take them home.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Sell high. That's my motto with horses.
We'll have you back next week as Shark Tank is actually happening. We got a lot of people calling for BeFit Food.
BeFitFood.com.au.
5 kilos gone.
You said 12.
Between 2 and 5 kilos you lose with real food.
That's true. You don't have to cook.
Created by doctors.
And it comes to your house. The ninjas deliver it in your little Eskies. You don't have to cook. I'm here for it.
Can you give her a pack so she stops bugging, please?
It's on its way.
Yeah.
It's cloudy.